Thursday, the 10th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're looking again at some of the mysteries of the Rosary, and today I thought we could look at the first of the luminous mysteries. So what is the first of the luminous mysteries? Do you remember? That's right, it's the baptism of Jesus. So who remembers what happens at the baptism? Do you remember? Ah, you do. What happens? Yes. Jesus goes down to the River Jordan, and there he meets his cousin, John the Baptist. And John the Baptist baptizes him. And then, you remember what happens next? That's right, as Jesus comes up out of the water, the heavens open, and the Holy Spirit descends on him like a dove, and a voice from heaven says, "This is my Son, my beloved, in whom I am well pleased." Let's close our eyes for a moment and just imagine that scene, shall we? I want you to imagine, maybe imagine first the sound of the river, the quietness of the River Jordan. What does the river look like? Imagine the shoreline of the river. Is it grassy or rocky or sandy or muddy? Or stones? Are there trees? Maybe imagine yourself there. Perhaps you put your feet in the water. The lovely cool feeling of the water against your skin. And then you see John the Baptist. You see John the Baptist standing, preaching, inviting people to turn again, to turn to God, to leave behind everything that is wrong and evil, to turn their faces towards the Lord. And as you see that, you see Jesus coming down. You see Jesus and John speaking with each other. John doesn't want initially to baptize Jesus. He knows who Jesus is. He knows Jesus is the Christ. But Jesus says to him, "This is what needs to happen." Then imagine watching that moment as Jesus kneels down in the water, as John pours the water over him and prays over him. That moment when Jesus rises up and the Holy Spirit is there and we hear the Father's voice. I want you to imagine for a moment Jesus' face as he looked up into the heavens. What emotion would you imagine was on Jesus' face as he heard the Father saying, "This is my Son, my beloved"? Then I want you to imagine that you are drawn to Jesus, that you too go down and stand beside Jesus, and that John the Baptist baptizes you in the water. And as you look up at Jesus, you hear in your own heart those same words, "You are my beloved child." And you see Jesus' love for you. And you hear the Father in your own heart saying, "You are my beloved child." What would you want to say to Jesus now? Or to the Father? Quietly say your own inner prayer. "Lord, in our own baptisms, you claimed us as your own. Our hearts belong to you, Lord, and we give them into your safekeeping, trusting in your love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."